at 8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
GT-5 and I just took it out of the box, and the battery seems to be charged, and I looked through the manual quickly, and I was able to put in the parameters and the setup for this repeater, W2VL, and pushed the button, and I heard you. back to you, Todd.
There you go. And I'm in the East Village, Manhattan. I don't know why everybody has a real big problem with the radios. I find them rather easy to use in terms of programming them. The basic thing is, for whatever you want to program in there, the offset, the PL, the power level, if you want to put an alpha on it, run through the menu and enter each parameter. And then all you have to do at that point is, once the parameters are correct, is save it into memory. Saving it into memory differs a little bit with each radio. But other than that, the Rosen, the Powerfunk, the TYT, I gotta be here all night going through the names of the Chinese radio. But all of them, go through the menu, make sure each parameter is set, and then save it, and you're in business.
Okay, Todd, I got that. No, you're right. I just briefly looked through the manual. I figured out how to toggle through the menu system to the offset, just like you said, and I was able to key it in and work fine. I didn't try to save it to a memory channel yet, but at least I was able to put these parameters in, and it worked fine. So I'm very surprised. I have a couple of handy talkies, but the one I use most often is the Yaesu ST60. And I heard a lot of talk about these radios, so it was just absolutely fascinating to actually get one in my hand and see what it does. Your signal's coming in great. You said that you're in East Village in Manhattan. And I'm out here on the South Shore in North Woodmere in the Fox. You even told me I was transmitted overtime. So let me pass it back to you from Kate to QR over Utah.
I have a hearing problem. Okay, so bear with me on this. And normally at this hour, I have the hearing aids off and I have the headphones on. But I'm trying to clean out some stuff, so I was going through some boxes and, trying to reduce first. Reduce, throw out some, and eventually I'll get down to about three or four boxes filled with junk that then has to be cut in half. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's the methodology, because I got a lot of crap here and not much space. So I stored the hearing aids on, and I thought you said you were on the South Shore, but then I thought you said Northport, and I'm like, what? So the only thing I can come up with is Freeport. You'll clarify that for me. Let me just do a quick drop. I don't want to time it out, and then I'll just give you a little dissertation on the radios. And I do mean little. The GT5, the one thing I want to caution you about that radio is I personally would stay away from the software, because you have to use the most up-to-date software for that radio. Now, if it came with a disc, okay, you should be okay. If not, I would be leery of using software unless it's the latest version of Chirp. Or if you go to Miklor, MIKLOR, that's a website that you can find the information on that, because you'll have a squelch problem with that if you don't do that. But it's just a cautionary thing. If you program it by hand, you won't have a problem. One more drop. I should have said one more drop and a pause for the commercial. KT2CBB. The radios are good for what they are. Is your Yaesu feel better hands down, without question. But it's nice to have a radio you can just, I don't know, throw in a pocket, throw in a bag, sling it over your shoulder, and if the thing gets smashed to pieces somehow, who cares, you know? The problem with knock-around radios is when they finally do break, you're like, oh, darn, I wish I had another knock-around that I didn't have to care about. So, but yeah, you want to write that down. You want to write down Miklor, M-I-K-L-O-R, and check out that website. Do a search, Miklor, Pofung, or whatever they're calling it, GT5, and you'll come up with a lot more info for you that'll help you out.
Great, great information. Thank you very much. I'm going to pick law, M-I-K-L-O-R. I'm going to look it up and see what it's, what it recommends. And I really got to run out of here. Believe it or not, I had a wedding yesterday for my daughter, and we've just been running on fumes now around the clock. My kids are all in, and they're staying over. My one son's in from San Diego, another son is in from Missouri, and This was my little time. I had to sneak away and try out this radio time. But thanks a lot for the information. I think you gave me key information I need. And I'll look at you again down the band. And I got to get my head on the pillow or I'm going to faint. But I just had to try the radio when the house got quiet. Okay, so 73, I'll look to you. Thanks for the info from KE2QR.
Okay, real quick. You can give me a shout on the repeater. Lots of people know me here. It's KD2CBV, Todd and Hanley. They, you know, they'll get the message. Your audio is fine. They do have a little bit of punch. They're very nice. They do get the job done. I recommend getting a diamond aftermarket antenna. I don't know if you want to get the Nagoya, but anyway, the diamonds work very well. What was the other thing? One other thing I wanted to say about it, and I totally forgot, but congratulations on the marriage of your daughter. Remember, you're not losing a daughter. Well, you are, but you're just passing the problem to somebody else. So there you go. I don't give out a 73 because Hanley, my guide dog, is always with me. So you get a 146 from KB2CBV, 73 from him, 73 from me. There you go.
KB1HQJ. Hey, let me just hop in for a second. Okay, Todd, thanks again for the information. And I wanted to tell you, I am on the South Shore, and I'm in a community called North Woodmere. I'm around Woodmere, Cedarhurst, Lawrence. So this is North Woodmere, not Northport. Okay, 73, and I'm going to hand it over to the new station that came in.
Very good, very good. I just had a quick comment. I heard that you were using a Pofung, and you may already know this. I may have missed this part, but if you don't, I wanted to let you know that the Pofung is actually Baofeng. It's the new name of the Baofeng company. And Todd is absolutely right. There have been some issues with the USB cables versus the version of the drivers for those. So you have to be vigilant in getting yourself the correct driver for the cable. Sometimes it's hit or miss. You can, it'll work out, and other times it doesn't right away. So just know that the Pofung is actually Baofeng, same company. Go to their website, you'll see. They just changed their name. Okay then, this is KB1HQJ. Enjoying the conversation. I'll pass it back over to Todd. 73.
No, you're going to ruin my reputation. Okay? You said I was absolutely right. Oh my gosh, my reputation's going down the tube. I'm always wrong, and John has to correct me, and everybody else. Oh my gosh, you're ruining my reputation. Fortunately, it's almost 2 in the morning. Maybe nobody heard you.
are Todd and John. John, thank you also very much for being patient, and I'm really going to get out of here now. 73 to both of you. Over to John.
KCQWQB on Staten Island has to correct me. Oh, well. As both of you are leaving for the evening, and, I'm here for a few minutes if either one. Well, I know one the guy in North with me, right, Fred, is out of here. Not much I know. But KD2CBV is still here for a few minutes.
Yeah, Todd, this is Tim again. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to say 73, so I didn't want to be rude and leave you hanging there. Good conversation about the portables. Very nice. You know, the diamonds are nice, too. You have to be careful when you buy those diamond antennas. Make sure you get the male or the female. The female is the SMAF. And 15 inches gives you some good gain, definitely. It improves those radios. And especially if you want to talk a little bit further, it helps out, definitely.
And I appreciate you not leaving me hanging there. yeah, the only problem is with some of them, I don't, yeah, even the Wilson sometimes, but the TYT, the Pofung, Baofeng, et cetera, et cetera, you do get, and particularly if you're in the city, you'll notice it more, you do get with the front end overload if the antenna is too good. So there's a halfway mark with the diamond. And yeah, I know. When someone asks me about what antenna, I always try to find out. Well, does it stick out or does it go in and have a pin in them? Because I don't trust people telling me male, female. They've made the mistake too many times. But it's a 519. 519. So it comes in the male and female. It comes in BNC. But the 519 by diamond, that's like a halfway, it's 8 inches, and sometimes that suits some of these radios a heck of a lot better. I do like them because I do like having a radio that I don't care about. If I was rich, oh heck, I would buy like 3, 4, 5 of the Kenwood THF6As and I wouldn't bother with the Chinese radio, but yeah, I know what you mean. I like them, they're interesting, they fill a niche, and that's the thing. If you don't expect more than what it's capable of, they're great.
Just waiting for it to drop there. It takes a long time for it to drop, and then there's no beep, but you can hear the air cut out. Yeah, I wasn't really going to talk tonight because I took my external speaker and put it in the car. I put a quad band radio out there, and needed a speaker, so I grabbed the unit in force that I had here. It's a pretty good speaker. And I ordered a Yaesu for in the house here, a nice Yaesu 12-watt or something, and that should be coming soon. Got a couple of other items coming too, but let me tell you about what I found at the Hamfest. You know, it's at the Hamfest at Briarcliff yesterday, and found a Heathkit grid dip meter in HD 1250. Imagine that, just like new, with all of the attachments. Beautiful, works great. I put a brand new Duracell in there, just cleaned it up a little. It's fine, looks great. Has the case, everything. I printed out a manual for it, and it's spot on.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going to ask how much, it doesn't matter. Oh my gosh, see, one of the things I can't, I guess I get, this is going to sound like pity factor, I don't mean it that way, I can't drive, that's why I have manly, because again, I can't see, and I mean I can barely see. And I would love to go to certain hamfests. The Briarcliff was one of them, but I have no way of getting there, and that's the big problem. I can't even get to the ones at Lovett Town Hall, you know? So, but, oh my gosh. Dang, you're lucky, and I hope I didn't time out the repeater before. before. I thought maybe I just clipped it. Sorry.
You ever think about taking the train?
Oh, yeah, but somebody's got to meet me at the train because I don't know where to go.
I was just going to tell you, Todd, you could have came right into Bethpage. It's not even a mile down the road, and somebody would come and get you. It would be no problem at all, you know? And you see either one of them, somebody would come and get you. Swing by on the way there and pick you up. Somebody would bring you back. No problem. The train station, the trains are really good out here, you know? Take the LIRR. I think it's the Ronkonkoma line. Go right past the Hicksville one. If you're going to Levittown, right, this is the Hicksville stop. And if you're going to Briarcliff, then you just get off at Bethpage. It's literally right down the road. It's a little farther walk, but you know someone can bring you there. Or it's a short cab ride too. It's really not bad at all.
It's a $5 taxi ride. And actually, get off at Hicksville if you want to go to the meeting. Well, you want to go to the Levittown Hall. That's a little bit longer of a taxi ride, but not much.
And I'll be saying, now you tell me. No, I know the train. Yeah, this is on the Ronkonkoma branch, by the way. It leaves at 14 after on the hour. You can do the Hicksville with the Port Chuck branch as well, but you don't get the web page then. Let me put my email out there for you guys, and maybe can figure out a way to do the Levittown Hall in whenever it is, September, October. I'd really appreciate it. I mean, if you guys don't mind, I don't know if you guys mind or not, but let me know, and I'd really appreciate it. I mean, half of the Hamfest is hanging out with the people, you know, that you talk to all the time, you know? Well, just go online, Mark. Go on the website and just sign up. Get on the mailing list. And you can even join. Are you a member of Weimark? You can join the Reflector. And you know, you get all the updates. If you go in digital, if you're going to go DMR, which you might like that, and you can get the updates on that, too. But we'll keep you in the loop. Okay, really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to do the digital next year. Connect System's going to have a dual band out that'll cover all the digital formats, literally all of them. You can only do three at one time before you got to take it back to the computer and reprogram. But you could do, for example, Analog, D-Star, and Motorola Turbo. Or, for example, you could do all three digitals, like Motorola Turbo, D-Star, and the Yaesu Fusion, if you want, without the analog. But, yeah, but you got to program it at the computer to do it. Once that's done, you could do field programming for the analog, for example. So I'm going to wait until the dual bander comes out and do it that way. But, yeah, if you, I am a member. And, you know, I get some emails here and there, but the email is very simple. I'll drop. It's KD2CBV. You know the phonetic. Kilo Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, Yankee, Alpha, Hotel, Oscar, not Charlie, Oscar Michael. KD2CBV@yahoo.com. And, yeah, there are a couple of things I'd like to get to, but I haven't been able to because nobody, well, I'm going, and then they cancel and this and that, blah, 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 blah. One of them is the thing in January, the Ham University thing. I want to go to Briarcliff for the Ham Fest and the couple of Levittowns as well. So, yeah, to keep me in the loop, I'd really appreciate it. Like I said, go on the website. Go to the Weimark website, weimark.org. You'll see everything on there. Okay? You see, sign up for the mailing list and everything. And then go
go to Yahoo Groups, go to the Reflector, sign up for that. You will definitely be in the loop if you do that.
Yeah, but nobody seems to ever, well, at least the people I talk to don't seem to go to any of the Ham Fest or whatever, or for whatever reason, they don't want to commit to a ride. So, I don't know. That's why, you know, if I had a contact out there, I guess I'll send an email to Jerry and find out if I'm getting all the emails or whatever. Jerry doesn't seem much interested in helping me get a ride anywhere. I'm the only one in Brooklyn. I'm like, Jerry, I take the train. I go all over the place. And, you know, I would meet somebody at a train station. And not everybody likes having a dog in the car either, so I don't know.
I don't know why you don't just take the train. Just take the train out. And either one, it's a short cab ride. Go to Hicksville for the Levittown meeting and Levittown Ham Fest, which is indoors, Levittown Hall, Levittown Parkway, right off Old Country Road, right down the street from the Hicksville Station. Too far to walk, but it's a short cab ride. And again, Briarcliff, Bethpage stop, right down the road, $5 cab ride.
Yeah, well, the problem is, you see, everything is visual. I went to the Hozar Camp Fest, and I got there, okay, and I'm supposed to go through the parking lot. Okay, fine. I spent an hour roaming around the parking lot asking people, and everybody said, yeah, go down this way and make a right, go down that way, and then, That's the problem. I can't just go. I have to go and meet somebody, say, at the train station. I can't just go and wander aimlessly and hope that I'll find somebody who knows where I'm going.
Nope, that doesn't work. You go to Bethpage Station, come out of the station, there's cabs right there. There's a cab station right there, just across on the north side of the tracks. There's a taxi cab stand. There's always taxis there. You can go right into the taxi place and tell them you want a cab. They'll bring you right up to, just say Briarcliff. They'll bring you. We had blind people at the Ham Fest today. They had a great time. What a great time. There was a guy there who was selling all the little components. It was like a candy store. That's what everybody was saying. It was like a candy store. It was beautiful. It was a really, really good Ham Fest today. A lot of nice old stuff, some new stuff. I found a grit dip meter. We had a winner. The winner won $130. On the 50-50, we had door prizes. It was a blast.
I want to go, but see, now, I get in the cab, it drops me off, and I have no idea where I am. And I what am I going to do, stand there? Wander aimlessly until I'm lost? I mean, that's the problem. I can't see. I can't just look around and follow signs. I have no idea where or anything about the place. You know, after I've gone a couple of times, then I have a general idea, but that's part of the problem. I need somebody who is willing to meet me somewhere. You know, you follow what I'm saying? This is the problem.
Yes, I know that. Maybe somebody can come and meet you. Maybe that can be arranged. But in this situation where I can't, it's good to be independent, and I'm trying to tell you how to do that. Well, all you do is you take the train to Bethpage. The taxis are right there. You say, take me to Briarcliff College. They know where it is. It's right up the street. It's not even a mile away. And the Ham Fest is in the back in the parking lot. That's all. Very simple. There's one. You just go behind Briarcliff College. It's one building. Just in the back. You can't miss it. There's a sign telling the taxi driver where to go. Ham Fest with arrows. You can't miss it. It's not like you'd be wandering lost in the streets of Bethpage. You'd be right there. Just say, go around the back. That's where the Ham Fest is. They know anyway. They know what's going on in town. Anyway, listen, Todd, you have a good night. I gotta go. And it was nice talking to you. It was interesting listening to all the information about the portables. You have some good information about that. And I hope we helped that other guy. but I have to run. And I'm going to say 73s and good night. This is Tim, KB1HQJ. Have a great night.
Okay, Ken, I appreciate it. And no, I am extremely independent. You know, I have no compunction about getting out of the station and then, say, making a right and walking 1 mile down that road. I have no problem with that or taking the cab. The problem is that I have to have someone who's going to meet me at that juncture. Because I don't know, and, you know, I will do every single thing I can independently, believe me. But I do appreciate the advice, and hopefully, you know, we'll be in touch, and maybe we'll get together at one of these Hamfest, or maybe one of the meetings. Again, I do appreciate it, and I will give you a 146, 73 from Hanley, 73 from me, and that equals 146. Thanks for letting me know how close it is to Bethpage. I didn't know that. And hopefully we'll meet up one day. And I hope to talk again to you sooner than that. Oh, yeah, it's Tim, not Ken. You said Ken, but it's Tim, Tango India Mike. And, yeah, I didn't say that you had to walk a mile. All you gotta do is take a few steps across the street, right across the tracks, right over to the building on the north. It's all right at Bethpage Station. The strip of shop there, coffee shop, and, you know, a restaurant. There's a couple other things there. Right on the same side where you get up. There's even a 7-Eleven there, but on the opposite side, on the south side. And you don't have to do anything. You just go to the cab. They'll bring you there. All right, I gotta go. 73s, good night. KB1HQJ, I'm clear. Okay, I also have a severe hearing problem. Sorry about that, Tim. So, you know, and who knows if I can even find the 7-Eleven or the coffee shop or whatever. But anyway, all right, thanks again, and I hope to do it again soon. KB2CBB.
KB1HTJ from KTTFY.
Did somebody call an HQJ?
Yeah, I sure have. K2RKZ. How you doing, Tim? Did you by any chance get the QSL card?
Okay, I'm having some trouble hearing you because I have a little speaker here. And come back again with that. Having a little difficulty hearing you. Come back one more time. KB1HQJ.
Okay. K2GFY. Kilo 2, Gross Box Yankee, down here in New Jersey, down here in the Pine Barrens. I talked to you, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. Did you by any chance get the QSL card?
No, I did not. I didn't get anything. You sent me a card, huh? Wow, that's cool. I like getting those. I don't get them that often. I used to get them, but not so much these days. No, I did not get... Oh, you know what? It's probably in my P.O. box, right?
I came back to 951. I have a P.O. box, too. I have 871 down here, but let me... I guess it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know whether it was on this frequency, or it might have been actually on one of the Connecticut repeaters, Vernon or Torrington or something like that. I don't remember what repeater it was on. But, I don't know, middle of the night, right about this time, I guess, I was talking to you. And I'm from the New Jersey Pine Barrens. First name is Bill. And I'm about 25 miles east of Philadelphia in a town called Waterford.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Okay, Bill. Yeah, you know what it is? I just recalled. I have a P.O. box. I don't get over to the P.O. box that often, and that's what's listed on the license. Wow, that's very nice of you to send a card. I'll have to look for that, and I don't have any, but maybe I'll print one off and send one to you. Send you something anyway.
K2YO.
Hey, Bernie, it's Tim. How you doing? I was just about to go to bed, but the airwaves are lighting up over here. Why don't you take it, Bernie? We got Bill out there and the Pine Barrens, and Todd is in the city. Over to you, Bernie.
boys, don't you guys ever go to bed?
Yeah, I know, I must too.
I'm just pulling out of Queens here, heading towards my wife's office that ran a bit late, but headed home now. Actually, the bands were open tonight. Some guy came onto the tech net from down in Virginia with a direct shot out to Selden, which is unheard of. Selden doesn't have near the heights that Glen Oaks does. And usually it's Glen Oaks that, that opens up, but it was kind of cool to see. Who's next? Todd, over to you. This is K2YO Bernie.
Selden is almost as high as Glen Oaks.
And Eric's out there, too. Over to you, Todd.
Hello, Bernie.
Eric, why don't you take it?
You'll find it's clear sailing on the expressway up to coming back from the Empire State Building. So. Where am I? Exit. A little before West Bay. So how was your evening, Bernie? K2YO, K2J.
Yeah, just working on the fiddly stuff. A little bit of headed to billing. Got to fix the printers and that stuff. Pull back all the fixtures. Took down some painting. Just used a little stuff. Sunday is my maintenance day, but ran into a billing problem that chewed up 2 extra hours. I'm stuck in the middle of the night. That's okay, I like this time of night. Who else is around? Bill's there somewhere. Bill, pick it up.
Yeah, K2KFY. Yeah, earlier tonight, I actually made it from where I am, 25 miles east of Philadelphia, all the way down to Richmond, Virginia, on the W4RAT. And it was wasn't a 2 meter repeater, it was a 440 machine. It was 442.550. And we have one in Philadelphia here, in Roxborough. But when this machine identified, it identified with a PL of 74.4. And I'm like, where the hell is that? So I was down there talking to Richmond. I don't know how far it is from Philadelphia, basically to Richmond, but it's not exactly around the corner.
Very good. Well, Bill, thanks again for the card. I'll have to look for it in my box. I got to get over there to the box maybe tomorrow. But soon, very soon. And again, thank you. Eric, have a good, safe trip home. Bernie, hope you work everything out there. Todd, I think he went to sleep. Or maybe went to get some tea in the kitchen or something. I'm not sure. This is Tim, KB1HQJ, saying good night, all. 73. And back to you. I believe it's Eric. Eric, is it yours, I believe, then, to Bernie?
146, Tim, from KD2CBB.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, over to Eric, then to Tom.
All right, Tim, have a good evening. Buddy, I'm gonna probably rewrite all that stuff tomorrow, because I really should get the response to the turn. Although I'm gonna have to swallow my words, I guess. I don't know. I just had enough trouble with the TV transmitter. My brain is fried. Anyway, I get off here. I'm going to stop at the store for a second. I'm just around the corner from home, so I will say 7-3 to all you two. And have a good night. K2YO, K2J.
Can't leave yet. The night is still young.
73, Eric. Have a good evening. You aren't getting the best smooth sailing. I'm the only one on the highway. And it is fast and straight. It's an eerie feeling for those of you that regular the LIE. This is a very uncommon feel. Who else is around here? Let's see. Tim's gone. Eric's gone. Bill, I think it's you and I.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know how it is. There's not too many people up this time of the morning. Got people that are either retired, got nothing better to do, or people that are basically insomniacs, or people going to work early. Forgotten nutcases like KB2CBB.
About CVV, we just keep it a class in itself. I actually like this time of night. I'm a computer guy. I tend to like to program well into the night. I think a lot of it came from one of the first jobs I had was in the telephone business, and we worked on hotel telephone systems. So we couldn't work on them in the swing shift, and we couldn't work on them in the daytime, so we spent a lot of time in the graveyard period dealing with them. And just kind of got used to it. Get off work at 6 in the morning, go out looking for something nice for dinner. People will be looking at us strange. We're trying to order a drink with our breakfast, what they thought was our breakfast, and we knew it was our dinner.
I know what you mean. I spent 25 years in commercial radio, and a lot of the time was working either like 10 p.m. to 2 or overnights, or, you know, and you get off at like midnight or get off at 10 o'clock and you go home. You really don't want to go to bed, or you work overnight the graveyard shift, and let me tell you, you get used to doing that stuff. I become a real night owl.
I always think the city looks very different when you don't, you know, a lot of the cars are missing, the people are missing, and it's interesting to see who is still left up and who is still out.
It's different, all right. I worked in 9 cities before I was 30, and I'll tell you, the city is a city. They have their, they each have their own little jewels, if you would say. You know, they each have their own little ambiances. It's still a city, and depending what city you're in and where you are in the city, the nighttime is drastically different.
I always preferred, I grew up out west, and most places, New York, I think is a little unusual with a 4 o'clock last call. I know most everything west of Mississippi is a 2 o'clock last call, and usually it's 2 o'clock and you're out the door, rather than 2 o'clock the last drink is. So I used to always like about 3 or 4 in the morning is when things settled down, the drunks had gone home, and you really started to sense the city getting quiet. And then between 4 and 5, you sense it starting up again, and people getting up, thinking about work, etc.
I had two occupations in my life. One was commercial broadcasting for about 25 years, 23 years. And I went into public safety, and having worked for 2 police departments, both the capital of New Jersey, Trenton, and working for the New Jersey State Police, I can tell you, sitting in a 911 radio room at 2 o'clock in the morning when the bars let out, you take the calls and get a different idea of what's hopping in what city. And I know on a Friday night with a full moon in the middle of the summertime, I don't think that radio room slowed down to about maybe between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and then it picked right back up. We really didn't have a moment to peace.
Oh, yeah. It's just jumping. The last job at the phone business was a company called Converse, who used to be here on the island. I believe they moved up north now, up in the Boston area. But we made 911 recording equipment, and spent a lot of time in rural areas and in 911 centers. That was always interesting. I always thought it was, socially, it's a very complex process. I always thought it was interesting that 911 operators tend to be A-type personalities with very low drive, or very low need for it, very low need to be busy. And it's an odd personality, and the good departments know how to find them. And somebody that can sit there for long periods of time, tolerate the boredom, but then suddenly things get infinitely busy, and they're capable of keeping up. I also learned that I had an experience one time, let me drop for a minute. Had an experience. I was watching a 911 operator who couldn't find one of her officers. He didn't respond when she called him. She called him a few times. They sent a unit out looking for him. The unit found him, and he was given the order to call in on a cell phone, which I thought was kind of odd. And I heard the call. She tore him a new one. He was not ever to not respond to her. And forget about what his sergeant said. Forget about what his lieutenant said. If she called, he better answer, or she was coming out there to take care of him. And I came to realize just how much control or how much power the dispatcher has over the units, and it's commonly a motherly type relationship where they know that she's there to take care of them.
Well, I was completely different. The two radio rooms that I was in, we didn't have any downtown. You know, you might have been in some small police departments where they weren't very, very busy, but in an urban setting like Trenton, which is right between Philadelphia and New York, and even state police. The state police were less busy, particularly out on the turnpike and the parkway. This time of night, all you would get would be traffic stops. But if you're working in Wilmington, Philadelphia, New York, Newark, places like that, Trenton, anywhere there's an urban city, you stay busy. You stay busy, and you're not sitting on your hands. And yeah, I know, the dispatcher has a lot of power. They don't want to mess with the dispatcher because they can make your life miserable. And I know one of the supervisors at Trenton, if you had to call a car more than once, he would be getting on the air and he would say, okay, now so-and-so, what were you doing that was so busy that you couldn't acknowledge the dispatcher when they called you? And if you had to call a car more than once, they'd be writing a report about what they were doing that they couldn't acknowledge you. And, you know, they weren't playing. Because, you know, when you've got a status screen and you don't know where your car is, yeah, you could get frantic.
K2YO. Yeah, that particular story was in Kern County, California, which is up the Central Valley. Fairly rural area, the sheriff's department. And so they handle all of the everything in the rural areas. I can't even name a big city in Kern County. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in smaller places, and, you know, if you think about the total number of jurisdictions there are, the total number of dispatch centers there are, maybe 5% of them are in big cities, and the rest of them get pretty rural pretty quickly, and those were, you know, each one needs about the same amount of attention.
Now, while it doesn't take long for all hell to break loose, you know, some of the small radio rooms are actually worse because they've only got, like, maybe one person or two people on duty, as opposed to an urban center where you've got 50, 60 people in a room sometime, like Chicago or New York. And I know Trenton, we had a minimum manpower in Trenton was 10, and minimum manpower for the state police, depending where you were working, was, I've seen, 369. I've seen as many as 15 in one of their radio rooms on the turnpike. So, yeah, the minimum manpower staffing. But you know, if something big happens, you've got 15 other people in that room to pick up the slack. If you're in a little podunk police department and something major happens, and you're all alone on the midnight shift because they figure they're not going to hire an extra person because you figure nothing's going to happen anyway, you get something major, guess what? You're screwed.
Oh, absolutely, and in a lot of the smaller areas, you didn't have specialized dispatching. I believe in the bigger areas, if I remember correctly, they have a separate police, separate fire, separate EMS dispatchers. And as they got smaller, pretty soon you had a single dispatcher that dispatched fire, dispatched police, dispatched EMS, they dispatched tow trucks. You know, they were kind of the answer-all for everything. That's really where having that right person matters, because most people that aren't geared to that type of fast-paced, quick decision, life and death, willing to accept whatever they did as the best they could. That's most people don't have that personality, and so the officers that I spoke to, the management officers that I spoke to, all said that they had a specific process. They were looking for that right person, making sure they could keep up with it, and that they could trust them before they left them alone or left them on a short shift.
It's weird. I heard what you said, but I don't know whether you doubled or not. There's another repeater coming in. I don't know whether this one at? I think this may be up in Connecticut. I saw a PL of 141. Is that Vernon? Compared to, what is it, 136 for Glen Oaks?
Yeah, it's probably the guys up in Connecticut. In fact, I just passed the repeater. I'm about 2 miles directly south of it right now. So I don't hear it too much here, and we're pretty low here, so I don't hear it. But the bands are open, you'll definitely hear Connecticut.
Well, East Village, New York, I'm only hearing the Glen Oaks, the W2VL, I believe. That's the only one I'm hearing, KD2CBV, and yes, I'm still here listening.
Did you want in the conversation, or you're just hanging out?
Well, there's not really a heck of a lot much that I can add to what you guys are going on about. I mean, I know in my area, you know, the world descends on my neighborhood Friday and Saturday nights for the food and the drink, and mostly the drink. And that show goes on until like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And of course it goes on a little later, but the majority of it is then. And being right next to the police station, I get to see them go out. So yeah, in an urban area. He's right. He's right about that.
Definitely keeps him busy, definitely. So, I've actually got traffic in front of me. How dare there be people on my road? It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
You're en route to where? Are you going to work? Are you coming home from work or what?
Nah, I'm coming home. I was at my wife's office doing chores, which is my regular Sunday night gig, but it's about 2.5 hours more tonight than I had expected, which leaves me coming home kind of late.
KJ4, ELO.
KJ4, go.
Yeah, good evening, or good morning, gentlemen. You guys are coming down full flight, 100% down here in Warrenton, Virginia, making an RF up to the 375 machine with the 130-something, PL 138, I think it is. Just wanted to say hello. Good morning.
At the Tyson Corner, Virginia, repeater.
This is New York somewhere. 130 was Selden, New York, Suffolk County. It's 147-375, with a PL of 136. So I'm located near Manassas here in Warrenton, Virginia, Foxlight 180.
QSL, you're lighting up 136.5, which is linked to 146.850 WTVL. So you've got both KPQ and WTVL lit up. So you're hitting this good solid. We're on Long Island. One is between Nassau border. The other one's at about midway in Suffolk County. So we've got you pretty solid.
I know. I was just telling him I'm in New Jersey, and I just talked to W4RET in Richmond, Virginia. That was coming in like gangbusters, and you're coming in good up here too.
I need to sign clear for a couple of minutes, K2YO.
Okay, yeah, I was just working Rocky over on the 315 machine. I was at Staten Island, I think, 147-315, KC2GOW machine. So yeah, you're lit up my display here all the way across. So vans are needing shape. I was looking at the map all the way from New England all the way down to Florida. It's a big, big red splotches all over the place. Just wanted to jump in there and say good morning, gentlemen. KJ4COO.
Hey, good deal. Yeah, I'm talking that machine myself. Was Ed and Bob in there, or was it just Rocky?
Rocky, I think he had the machine linked to the 955 machine. I'm not sure. He had something set up where he was just mobile real quick, and he had it linked, and then he signed off, and then it unlinked. So, but Rocky was in there going to work, and N1LU, N1, November
you, Charlie and Rocky, usually you're on the Alpine machine, the 955. I didn't know they could link Alpine to the GOW machine. I know the GOW has two 70-centimeter machines that are all linked to it, Staten Island. I didn't think Alpine could link to that.
But that's very interesting.
Yeah, Charlie and Rocky are out on Alpine most of the time, and Ed and Bob are out on the 315 Staten Island machine most of the time.
All right.
Well, nice talking to you. Have a pleasant morning. KTTFY, we're in Waterford, New Jersey.
Clarification for, I would DFY in Waterford, KT3CBV. Yeah, Rocky and Charlie had some unwanted company on Alpine. That's why they went to the 550, which is one of those, the trio on Staten Island. Usually they go to 220, but tonight, for whatever reason, they went to 550 instead because of some unwanted company, if you know what I mean.
Ah, that explains it. Okay. Yeah, let's see here. 550 is, I believe, on the north side of the island. That's on the north side of Toad Hill, and I know the 125 is on the south side of Toad Hill, and of course, you know, the 315, I think, is next to the 125 machine. But the 550, that's actually on the north side of the island, which would make sense for them. But, yeah, I can usually pick up two of them, the 125 and the 315. The 550, I have been known to get, but there has to be a spectacular band opening when I hear all three at once.
Yeah, affirmative. I'm in the East Village, but fortunately I got something up on the top.
Yay, me!
And so I'm very happy with my setup. About a 60-90 mile footprint, depending. But yeah, the 550, 5 watts, no problem. GOW, the 315, yeah, again, 5 watts. I usually do 10. The one that I have problem with is the 445. Was it 125? I think that's the one I have a little trouble hitting cleanly. I have no problem hearing it though. And the name here is Todd, by the way, just to let you know. KV2CB.
Yeah, I know, we've talked before. I forget on one computer, but we have talked before. My name is Bill over here. And, yeah, normally Ed and Bob are out on the 315, and I know that Alpine's been having its share of problems lately with lids and knuckleheads, so I'm not surprised, but that'd be interesting, all four of them, Ed, Bob, Rocky, and Charlie. But I know that Charlie and Rocky usually just talk among themselves. I guess Ed and Bob aren't out there yet, or maybe one of them's not working. Maybe that's the story with them tonight, I don't know. They're usually in there messing around at this time.